sluts of you. The Gemara in the previous daf discussed the machlekes of Abaye Rav regarding called milsadam rachman leitavid, all transactions that the Torah forbade. If one went ahead and illegally committed the transaction, whether it is effective, Abaye holds the avid mahani, transaction is effective, while Rav holds the avid lemahani, the transaction is not effective. And the machlekes also applies to the chiv malchus. Abaye holds loike mishum de mahani, gets malchus only because the transaction was effective, while Rav holds loike the avah member de rachmana, gets malchus for disobeying the Torah. The Gemara in this daf continues with four additional challenges that pertain to this machlokes, some to Abaye and some to Rava. The first challenge is from the Isra of Makdish Tamim and Lebedek Abayis. Once forbidden to consecrate an animal that is unblemished for the maintenance of the Beis Hamikdash, because the Pasuk of Balmum states, Nedava Tasa Isai Zekot Shebedek Abayis. An exclusive word, Isai, teaches, Isai Atamatfas Lebedek Abayis, Viatamatfas Tamim and Lebedek Abayis. Only Balmum can be consecrated for Bedek Abayis, but Tamim cannot be consecrated for Bedek Abayis, only for the Mizbeach. But even so, the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim rules Hamakdish Tamim and Lebedek Abayis. Afa Pishu Balaisa say Masha Asa Asa. If one was Makdish Eitam for Bedek Abayis, the Kedusha is effective. Apparently, Abed Mahani b'tuyuk to the Rava. The Gemara explains according to Rava that there's a Gzeres Hakasav through the Hekish comparison from the Isser Balimum LeMizbeach to the Isser Tamim and Lebedek Abayis. And regarding Balimum LeMizbeach, the Kedusha is effective because the Pasuk states V'leneh De LeYiratza Ritzuhu De LeMiratza Hamikdish Kachi. But generally, Abed Lemahani. The next challenge is from the Isra of Ahri Gezel. Rachman Omer Leisigzel, once forbidden to steal. But even so, the Mishnah in Masechta Baba Kama rules, HaGoizel Eitzem Vason Kelem, Tamer Vason Begadim, Mishalem Kishasek Zela. If someone stole wood or wool and made it into a utensil or garment, he keeps the object itself and only pays for their value at the time of the theft because Shina Kainer. The Gazlan acquires the item through Shina, the change in the item he stole. Apparently, Yavin Mahani, but you have to do Rava. The Gemara explains, according to Rava, that there's Gzeis HaKasav in the Pasuk Behishabes HaGzeila HaShagazel, Kama HaShagazel. Only if the object was still in its original form must the Gazlan return the actual object. But if it's not in its original form, he keeps the object itself and only pays for its value. But generally, Yavid LeMahani. The next challenge is from the Isra of Ari Mashkin, Rachman Amalei Sovil Beisel Lavid Avaitai. A creditor may not take an item as collateral from the debtor by force. But even so, the Mishnah Masechta Baba Metzia rules, Mavzer Esekar Balayla Besamachrei Shabayim. The creditor did take an item, he must leave the debtor with his needs. Therefore, he must leave him his cushion at night and his plow during the day. But in all other times, the creditor may hold on to them. Apparently, Yovin Mahani, but you have to do Rava. The Gemara explains, according to the Rava, that there is Gzeis HaKasav from the Pasuk Hashiv Tashav Le'Sa'avi, Master Kamapam. The creditor returns the collateral many times, which implies that he acquired it. But generally, Yovin Le'i Mahani. Very paired, the Rachman Amal Le'Sachala Pasotcha B'Kutzrachem. A landowner is required to set aside the crops at the corner of his field for the poor and may not take them for himself. And the Mishnah Masechtas Pei states, Mitzvah Pei LaHafrish M'Nakama. The mitzvah pays initially to separate the grain while it is still attached to the ground and leave it for the poor. Shmuel adds, Af Mafresh Menisa. Even if you take the grain and made it into dough, you must separate a piece from the dough and give it to the anim. Apparently, Ovid LeMahani B'Tuvah to Abaye. Pimur explains, according to Abaye, that this exists because of from Tazav Yisera. The Pasuk repeats the word Tazav to teach that even though generally Shina Kaina, he must still give it to the poor, but generally Ovid Mahani. The Gemara concludes the discussion of the machlekes of the Yavid Mahani by asking, since regarding the 14 previously discussed Yisurim, both Abaye and Rava agree that either Mahani or Le Mahani based on specific Pesukim. If so, regarding what Isur do they disagree? The Gemara initially assumes that they disagree in the machlekes of Ribis Ketsutsa Yetz Bidayan, interest that was stipulated at the time of the loan, which is forbidden with the Raisa, whether the Malva is compelled to return the Ribis. Yechen holds Ribis Ketsutsa in Yetz Bidayanin. The Malva is not compelled to return Ribis Ketsutsa because he holds Yavid Mahani. Or Rabbi Loza holds Ribis Ketsutsa Yetzi B'dayanan. The Malva is compelled to return Ribis Ketsutsa because he holds Yavid Le'mahani. The Gemara, however, concludes that the Machlikas of Ribis Ketsutsa is based on Pesukah. B'yertan holds Ribis Ketsutsa Inu Yetzi B'dayanan, either because the Pasuk in Sevi Cheskel states, B'nesh Echnosin B'tar B'slocha Lokach B'chai Lo Yichya, L'chaim Nitin B'loy Le'ishavin. One who accepts Ribis must only lose his life, but is not obligated to return it. Or because the Pasuk in Parashat Behar states, V'yireisim lekech ani Hashem, l'moyrin nesatif lo'i li'ishavin. Or because the Pasuk in Sevi Cheskel is preceded by the Pasuk, V'hailid ben parit shevich dam, b'neshach nosin b'tar b'slokach. There's a hekesh from Shvichas shevchei damim to mal b'ribis. Ma shevchei dam le'initin li'ishavin, af mil b'ribis le'initin li'ishavin. Just like a murderer cannot return his victim's life, so too a malva is not obligated to return ribis. Or Rabbi Loza holds ribis ketsutsa yeitze b'diyanim, because the Pasuk states, V'chayach if the Malva did accept Ribis, he's obligated to return it so that the Leiva can sustain himself. However, both Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Elazar may hold either Yavi Mahani or Loi Mahani. David Gemara concludes that the Machlekes of Abaye Rava pertains to the Machlekes Tanoim of Shina Kaina. Whether a Gazan acquires a stolen item through Shina to change in the item, Abaya follows the opinion of Shina Kaina because he avid Mahani. While Rava follows the opinion of Shina Ina Kaina because he avid Le Mahani. The Gemara proceeds with a braiser that elaborates on the Isser Bal Mum Mizbeach. Hamakdish Bal Mum Lagab Mizbeach, Oyvim Shem Chamisha Shemes. One who consecrates and brings a Bal Mum as a carbon oil on the Mizbeach is liable for the following five lava. Bal Taktishu, one may not consecrate a Bal Mum as a carbon, as the Pasuk states, Kolashe Bal Mum Li Takrivu. Bal Tishchatu, one may not shech the Bal Mum as a carbon, as the Pasuk states, Iveris Eshavla Echaritz Li Oyabelis Li Sekrivu. Umshum Bal Tizruku, one may not sprinkle the blood of a Bal Mum on the Mizbeach. And the Mishum Bal Taktiru Kulay, one may not burn all the parts of the Bal Mum on the Mizbeach. And the Mishum Bal Taktiru Miktasay, one may not burn even a portion of the Bal Mum on the Mizbeach. These three laven all derive from the same pasuk, Ve'isha Leitinu Meham Ala Mizbeach LaHashem. Ve'isha Leitinu teaches Ishim Kulan, all the parts may not be burned. And Mehem teaches Miktasin, a portion of the parts may not be burned. And Ala Mizbeach teaches Rikas Damen. And Hashem teaches L'Rab Esar Mishtaleach, one may not consecrate a Bal Mum for the Esar Mishtaleach that was thrown down the mountain on Yom Kippur. The Gemara asks that even without the pasuk of Hashem, we already know that a Bal Mum is disqualified for the Sar Mishtaleach because in a girl kavu el bedava haro, the lottery on the two seer must be performed on two animals that are both fit to be the Sar Hashem, which certainly cannot be a Bal Mum. And the Gemara gives two scenarios where Bal Mum is relevant only for the Sar Mishtaleach. According to Reb Shimon, who holds Meis Echem Hen Mevi Chaver Bala Hagrala, if the Sar Mishtaleach dies, we replace it by itself without drawing lots again. Or Kagoyin Shahuman Bay Bayem Echilo Al Chaver. If the Sar Mishtaleach contracts a mum after Hagrala, we can transfer its Kedusha to another animal without Hagrala. Therefore, Lashem teaches that in these scenarios, one may not consecrate a Bal Mum. This discussion continues in the next daf.